And we're back here on Out of the Woods. Speaking of the woods, we're going to take you to the woods now. From the Season of the Sticks record from Ask the Woods, who is actually just one guy. But we're going to hear the title track from this one right now for you. And I hope this one spooks you out a little bit here on Out of the Woods.
The sticks, the land and the sky are still and gray. The curse now set in stone as the final leaf shivers and falls from the maple. Hunters fill the woods, so I can't go places that make me feel good. There's gray on my face, and gray in the sky, gray in my dreams, waiting on the snow to fly. Season of the sticks, I start to feel the presence of a demon. The ravens mock me tirelessly from the wire. I can't tell if I'm dreaming. Hunters fill the woods, so I can't go places that make me feel good. There's gray on my face, and gray in the sky, gray in my dreams, waiting on the snow to fly. In the season of the sticks, I begin to lose my mind. And the hunters fill the woods, so I can't go places that make me feel good. There's gray on my face, gray in the sky, gray in my dreams, waiting on the snow to fly, waiting on the snow to fly, waiting on the snow to fly.
Raven, raven in a tree, if I were a young man, I'd have three. One for to weep, the other for to sew, one for to miss me when I go. Hear her cry, watch her fly. Hear her cry, watch her fly. Raven, raven in the sky, weary day, weary night. I thought I heard a pretty girl say, I work all night and I sleep all day. Hear her cry, watch her fly. Hear her cry, watch her fly. Dark as night and pure as milk, fold me in your ragged arms and keep my heart away from harm. Hear me cry, watch me fly. Hear me cry, watch me fly.
The Valley of the Damned. and I will pluck his eyes out one by one. A time of fire and a time of ice. Please don't make us pay for these sins twice. Three ravens sang their sad refrain. We're all ripe for death once the reaper's unchained.
Vermont's own Caitlin Canty for you here on Out of the Woods. Wonderful stuff there from her Golden Hour CD and Do Not Stand at My Grave here on Out of the Woods. Sort of a nice New England sort of sounding set there all around. This is definitely the place in the world to experience Halloween up here in the dark North Woods for sure. Also in there, we had for you Jack Hardy, going way back to his Civil Wars CD, and the Three Ravens. Another Vermont gal in there for you, Christina Stikos, along with Philip Auberg from the Raven CD. We heard the lead-off track, Raven, Raven. And we started you off there, Ask the Woods. We heard Season of the Sticks. Well, we are getting closer to the end here of our annual Halloween extravaganza here on Out of the Woods. If you want to get in touch, I'd love to hear from you. Please send me some email, since this is a pre-recorded show, to outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. Also like to take this time to thank all those folks tuned in out there all over the country and all over the world. We've got folks tuned in on WSCS up in New London, New Hampshire. WYAP down in Clay, West Virginia. Neopa Community Radio in Canton, Ohio. KONR in Anchorage, Alaska. KXCR in Florence, Oregon. KGIG in Modesto, California. Pinecone Radio in Pine Mountain Club, California. Plus we got our online stations out there. The Global Voice, Radio for All at theglobalvoice.info. Boston Free Radio at bostonfreeradio.com. And a great podcast site at aircheck.us. All right, we're going to shift into a bit of a bluegrass set for you now. Or bluegrass E-set. Going to hear one now from the new CD from Chris Jones and the Night Drivers. Ned Lubrecki's going to take you on this little ride here. CD's called Live at the Old Feed Store, and this one has a nice introduction to it as well. Here's Cabin of Death. on Out of the Woods.
Well, Ned Lubarecki is, we've featured his tunes, but Ned, we feel, is underappreciated as a songwriter. It could be because he, for a long time, he just written one song.
I wrote this song because I wanted to write the perfect bluegrass song, and I thought pretty much that I had done it, so I quit while I was ahead. I decided the perfect bluegrass song, for anybody that doesn't know anything about bluegrass music is traditionally music that is sung from the heart through the nose. It's happy, upbeat-sounding music with miserable, depressing lyrics. So the happy, upbeat-sounding part was easy. It's a banjo, after all. Then I decided the best bluegrass songs are all about a cabin. You know, they have to be like the cabin on a hill or a cabin in the pines. And so I decided I'd write mine about a cabin. You'd have to have somebody to live in the cabin. Family seemed like a good idea. Mom, dad, little sister. And then for the depressing and miserable part, somebody would have to die. So I wrote The Cabin of Death. Mom and dad that died up in our cabin, little sisters in there dying too. We'll bury her out back behind the cabin. We'll save a spot beside for me and you. Now everybody's dying in our cabin. We all thought that it was just the flu. Turns out it was something really different. Now it's even killing me and you. Kill 'em, Mark. First we called upon the family doctor, see if he could save little sister Sue. He said he'd never seen anything quite like it. Look out back, he's buried out there too. Now everybody's dying in our cabin. We all thought that it was just the flu. Turns out it was something really different. Now it's even killing me and you. Now, I thought that was enough right there. We had two verses, three chords, a cabin, almost everybody's dead. It's the perfect bluegrass song. What do you think? Well, years ago, this band I was in, we did this song at a festival one time, and the MC at the festival came up to me afterward, and he said, Ned, you know, I like your song, but I think it needs a third verse. And, well, I took this to heart because the MC at this festival also happened to be the owner of the record label that my old band used to record for. So you see where I'm going with this. You know, I figured I'd write him a third verse. He'd like it, you know, get a new recording contract, that kind of thing. You might notice I said he owned the record label we used to record for. We never did make another record after that. I don't know exactly why, but I did write him a third verse and put this on my own record. And I also had to include the perfect banjo lick. There's a banjo lick right here that is the unbelievable, all-purpose, perfect banjo lick. It's this one right here. And here's the reason why. It turns out you can play this lick in any key. Here it is in G, C, D. Now that should be enough right there, but how about F? B flat? Sure. Any key. B. Any key but B, it turns out you can actually do that lick. Fortunately, there aren't any bluegrass songs in the key of B, so we're safe. All right, I'll do you the last verse, and then on the last chorus, will you all sing along with me? I'll help you with the words, they're easy, and it's the cabin of death. I mean, you know. If you should ever go out to our cabin, up along the pine trees on the hill, you'll find a rusty shovel in the graveyard. dig a hole when you start feeling ill. Now everybody's dying in our cabin. We all thought that it was just the flu.
We all thought that it was just the flu.
Turns out it was something really different.
Turns out it was something really different.
Now it's even killing me and you.
Now it's even killing me and you.
Now it's even killing me and you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, music lovers.
My fever's running high, and I'm suffering with a cold, and I'll soon be walking on the streets of gold. And I'll ask you, boy, not to monkey around my widder when I'm gone. If you monkey around my widder, I'm telling you the fact, my big white ghost will come a-sneaking back, and I'll hang you, boy, if you monkey around my widder when I'm gone. My honey's told me over and over again, there'll be no more sparking after I check in. I'll ask you, boy.
Oh, yeah?
Don't you monkey around my widder when I'm gone. If you monkey around my widder, I'm a-telling you true. Some dark night will scare the hell out of you. I'll hate you, boy, if you monkey around my widder when I'm gone. Cooking is good and her loving is fine, but when I leave this world she'll still be mine. And I'll ask you, boy, not to monkey around my widder when I'm gone. If you monkey around my widder, I'm a-telling you the fact, my big white ghost will come a-sneaking back. I'll hang you, boy, if you monkey around my widder when I'm gone. I'll soon be leaving this world of sin, one pretty woman with a lot of you men. And I'll tell you, boy, don't you monkey around my widder when I'm gone. If you monkey around my widder, I'm a-telling you the fact, my big white ghost will come a-sneaking back. I'll hang you, boy, if you monkey around my widder when I'm gone. I'll hang you, boy, if you monkey around my widder when I'm gone.
In an old Victorian house down on Main Street, ladies with busting bosoms were tonight's unholy treat. 3 a.m. on a long night playing a poker game. A chill came in over the room, outside it was pouring rain. The cards were on the table, set to play another round. One more man comes walking in, and he'll sit right down. Still no one makes a sound. chips and early deuces wins the pawn. That play was a little risky, now here's your whiskey shot. Before the hand was over, we thought we heard a knock. Was it the ghost in Main Street or the ticking of a clock? The cards are on the table, set to play another round. One more man comes walking in, and he'll sit right down. Still no one makes a sound, for the Main Street ghost will come around.
Was not respected. Some said he'd tempted, they'd bet he'd steal. No invitation or social party ever came to Jake Satterfield. With a chestnut mare and an old spring wagon, he come riding into town. Had an old head crow cussing on his shoulder. Springfield rifle with the sights fall down. Then came the morning, Miss Lori Johnson. She got lost way back in the hill. When the council gathered, they said no one knows these words like Jake Satterfield. So they gave him gold and they gave him silver. He said, I'll try to pick up her trail, but if I'm not back by tomorrow evening, might as well go home, 'cause you know I failed. How many time's green, grass has withered. Since that morning, way back then, Jake Satterfield nor Miss Lori Johnson was ever heard from or seen again. Till one winter evening, an old fur trapper claimed he was dying in a blizzard snow, that he was saved by a gold-haired woman. An old moonshiner on a chestnut mare with an old pet crow.
A little ghostly ending for you there. Father and Son singing that one for you. Bill Monroe and his son James singing the lead. Jake Satterfield. Yeah, good stuff there here on Out of the Woods. We heard from No Grass Limit just before that from the brand new CD Originals and Ghost on Main Street. Chet Atkins and Doc Watson together. We heard Don't Monkey Round My Widder. Kind of a threat there to come back as a ghost and cause trouble. That's from the Reflections CD. And we started you off Ned Lubrecki singing that one along with Chris Jones and the Night Drivers from the CD Live at the Old Feed Store, Cabin of Death. Yeah, fun stuff. All right, well, we have another quick break to take. This is actually going to be our final break of the show, and then we'll be back with a little bit more creepy Halloween music for you to wrap things up. We'll be right back after this.